I'm Michaela Gay for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a unique oral history project that collects the voices of our time. Here, South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood talks with veteran broadcaster Joe Pinner about the early years of his career.
I grew up with a radio, I think, stuck in my ear. Used to listen to WCKY Cincinnati and listen to WSM in Nashville. The Grand Ole Opry came up on country music and, and barbershop quartets. I'd listen to all these Yankee stations with all of the great Lone Ranger and
The Shadow.
And House of Mystery. So I grew up with radio. Had one of the first portable radios, I guess. Always had a Hallicrafter radio, too, one of those shortwave radios.
Oh, yeah?
Ever heard of a Hallicrafter?
No, I haven't.
Never heard of a Hallicrafter?
I don't believe so.
Tut Underwood.
Shame on me.
Well, that's all right, because it was the Cadillac. Can we use commercial names?
I guess so.
Well, let's say the Mercedes, the Lexus of shortwave radios, a Hallicrafter. Even took it with me to the University of North Carolina, where I went one year to study broadcasting. But you had to go to 2 years of general college back then before you could branch off into your major. Well, see, I had started at 15, saying, you know, hi, my name is Joe Pinner, and here's Nat King Cole and Haji Baba. And that was in 1950 when I was 15.
So what made you wanted to get into radio? What inspired you?
Radio.
Radio inspired you
radio
to get into radio.
Radio inspired me to get into radio. I liked talking.
So how did you make that transition to radio and get
well,
your first job?
Well, because I kept knocking on the station door, WHIT. 250 watts of power.
Ooh.
We covered most of the station. And, and WHIT, back in those days, call letters had significance. WHIT, where hospitality is traditional.
Oh, that's
W-H-I-T.
You.
Isn't that neat?
That's you.
And let me tell you, that was a beautiful studio. We had a linoleum floor with the WHIT emblazoned in it with a big lightning bolt,
ooh,
a beautiful control room, another studio to the right where news was performed. And, of course, the transmitter was in your building.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was in the same room with you, and you could look and see your different dials. And
make sure
and
you were on the air.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Did you call up and say, can I work here? Can I work here? Can I work here?
I said, can I do...
Made a nuisance of yourself?
Yeah, can I file records? I say I started at 15, so I didn't have to knock too much.
Yeah. What broke him down? Who was the boss, and what finally got to him when he said, okay, yeah, you can come in and do...
Well, whatever. It was actually Charlie Markey, who was from York, Pennsylvania. And Charlie was working in New Bern. He said, Joe, would you like to be a disc jockey? And I said, oh, yes, indeed. So I would do a two-hour record show in the summertime while he went out and made extra sales. And that was my start. And
that's WMBL?
That was at WMBL.
Okay. Did you move over to WHIT?
Well, the thing is, I went down to WMBL one day. And I was talking to Ray Cummings, one of the announcers, and I said something about 10. And he said, Joe, how do you pronounce T-I-N? I said, 10. He said, how do you pronounce T-E-N? I said, 10. He said, say them together. I said, 10, 10. He said, no, T-E-N is 10, and T-I-N is 10. And I never forgot that. And that had to be, I'm 81, and years ago, decades ago. Isn't it funny how some things... incidental things stay with you.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Tut Underwood and Joe Pinner at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Michaela Gay for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Michaela Gay.